Miss the conversation?
Miss the conversation.
Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Right, let's take a look at some of your entertainment options for the week ahead. And we will start with podcasts. Now, my producer, Rafiq Wahid, has been away this week, so it falls to me to find a podcast selection for you. And I've been listening to a series in my car this past month, which I found fascinating. It gives some insight into some of the most contested spaces in recent American discourse, but a lot of it spills over into world discourse. Things like the origins of QAnon, questions around transgender inclusivity, around the legalization of abortion, around sex education in schools. And the writer John Ronson created this series for BBC Radio 4. It's called Things Fell Apart.
For the past few years, I've watched as friends tear themselves apart because of their over-obsession with the culture wars. And by culture wars, I mean almost everything that people yell at each other about on social media.
We want to take masks off our children. That should be our choice.
You are a white, privileged male who has no experience.
I can't help what I am. I was born like this.
I'm not saying that people should not be allowed to go through that procedure. What I'm saying is it doesn't make them a woman. It happens to be an opinion.
These wars can consume our lives. I was curious to learn how things fell apart, and so I decided to go back in history and find the origin stories, the pebbles thrown in the pond, creating the ripples. I had no idea how surprising, how consequential the stories would turn out to be. Like, how did a boy's dream of making it in Hollywood in the 1970s lead to a campaign of murders in the 90s?
There was this ping, and there was a bullet flying around the house.
How did a prank gone disastrously wrong influence people to smash their way into the US Capitol on January the 6th?
He walks in, and he's kind of like frantic. I'm like, what's going on, man? And then he's like, I got asked to join the Illuminati.
They're stories about the unexpected instigators of violent culture wars.
We moved to a very nice, wholesome community, and I was just very proud to be living there.
About how innocent lives get destroyed for the most irrational reasons.
I've been convicted of crimes that I not only didn't do, but that never occurred.
About the very first person to be publicly shamed because of something they did online.
Oh, I have to tell the joke. I suppose I do have to tell the joke.
About moments of grace amidst the horror.
I got my miracle. I was blind and now I see. Amazing grace.
Things Fell Apart from BBC Radio 4 is a series of 8 extraordinary stories from the history of the culture wars with me, John Ronson.
And Things Fell Apart is available free to download and listen to on your favorite podcatcher. Next up, let's head to the movies. Eyewitness News reporter Chanel September has the rundown on what's happening on circuit.
Whoever once told me when things are too dangerous to say, sing.
Today's movie pick is dedicated to the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis Presley. Elvis opens at cinemas today. It's been dubbed an epic big screen spectacle, and some fans are already praising the performances of key cast members. The film explores the lifetimes and rise to fame of Presley in the 1950s, from his childhood in Mississippi to stardom in Tennessee, and how he changed the course of music and culture. This, of course, all while maintaining a complex relationship with his manager, Tom Parker, played by Tom Hanks.
Get a haircut, buttercup!
In that moment, I watched that skinny boy transform into a superhero.
Austin Butler is in the lead, has been lauded for his exceptional portrayal of Elvis. Butler reportedly pipped Harry Styles and Miles Teller when he was cast as Presley in 2019. Baz Luhrmann is in the director's chair. He's directed a few well-known films, including Moulin Rouge and The Great Gatsby. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
Hearing really good things about that film, definitely one to add to the watch list. Thank you so much, Chanel.
Cape Talk.
Pippa's on Twitter.
You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
Please do that if you've got a question about your viewing on the small screen in the week ahead. As always, we've called on the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, Craig Falk, to pick out some viewing options for us and answer any questions that might come through. Welcome back, Craig.
Always a pleasure, Pippa.
Start with an email from Fiona, who wrote in to say, I think I saw an ad for New Amsterdam on Mnet last night, but I didn't focus until it was too late. Please tell me when it's starting.
Yeah, just three more sleeps for Fiona. So cool. Season 4 is starting on Monday night, the 27th of June on Mnet. That's DSTV 101 at 7:30. And it's going to focus on Max and Helen's love, which is becoming something of a problem because she's moving home to London. He wants to go with her, but he's overruled by the board with regards to his replacement. And, you know, like we've seen in the past three seasons, Max won't leave anything alone until he's happy with what's taking place.
It's such a fantastic show. I can't wait for season 4. New Amsterdam starting again on Monday evening on Mnet at 7:30. And the good news for Fiona is that's not the only medical drama appearing this week. Craig, there's a brand new show right afterwards.
Absolutely. It's called Good Sam. Season 1 is starting Monday, the 27th of June on Mnet at 8:30. It's a single-season medical drama with Sophia Bush in the lead. Her character is hired to take over as the chief of staff for the Lakeshore Sentinel Hospital, and she's actually taking over from her surgeon dad, Griff, who's in a coma following an accident. And when he wakes up, he's going to do everything in his power to actually take back his job, even sabotage his daughter's career.
Wow.
And if you want even more reason to despise this man, he's played by Jason Isaacs, who played Lucius Malfoy in the Harry Potter fantasy movie.
He is so good at playing the nastiest of characters. That's definitely an interesting one to look out for. Good Sam, starting on Monday evening at 8:30 on Mnet. We've also got the firefighters making a comeback, Craig.
Yeah, Chicago Fire. Season 10 is starting on Tuesday, the 28th of June, on Mnet at 7:30. And Cruz is going to be suffering a season-long PTSD flashbacks that follow the boat rescue from the season 9 finale. And, you know, it's going to affect his career, his colleagues, as well as his personal life.
That is season 10 of Chicago Fire, which starts Tuesday evening on Mnet at 7:30. Now, the one I'm really interested to watch this week is a true crime miniseries, Craig, starting on Mnet on Monday evening. And although it might sound like a work of fiction, it's actually based on real events.
Yes, it's called The Staircase. It's a limited series that starts at 9:30. It's a biographical miniseries with Toni Collette and Colin Firth in the lead roles. So In 2001, a celebrated U.S. author named Michael Peterson called 911 after finding his wife bleeding to death after falling down the staircase. He was actually found guilty of murdering her. He claimed at the time that she'd fallen down repeatedly, which is how she got so many injuries, after drinking a few too many bottles of wine. And what actually happened is he tried to prove his innocence by hiring a French film crew to make a docu-miniseries about the whole court case and everything. She blew up in his face.
Amazing story. What a cast. Toni Collette and Colin Firth are both brilliant. So that is definitely one to watch. The Staircase is on Monday evening on Mnet at 9:30. Okay, the next new drama is totally fictitious, and this one is on the free-to-air side of things. Craig?
Yes, it's called Max, and season 1 is starting on Monday, the 27th of June, on SABC3, that's DSTV 193, at 10 in the evening. And it follows a disgraced singer named Max. And he's got various addiction problems, and he's trying to get back to his very successful career and make his name good again because of the things that he's done that have been highly publicized in tabloids. And it's not because he actually wants to be a successful singer again. He's not embarrassed by the things he does. He just wants his supermodel girlfriend back.
Max is the name of the series. It starts on SABC3 on Monday evening at 10 p.m. A little bit earlier in the evening on SABC3, you've got some comedy for us, Craig.
Yes, it's a show called Kidding. It starts on Wednesday, the 29th of June, season 2. And Jim Carrey, you know, he's sublime in this very, very underrated series. His character is depressed and mentally unwell. He's self-absorbed in the traumas that he's gone through, and he thinks in the new season that by lying, he's going to get whatever he wants. It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal performance by Jim Carrey. I mean, we all think of him as a slapstick comedian,
yeah,
but his drama acting is beyond perfection.
Okay, so the drama series Kidding, starting on Wednesday evening on SABC 3 at 7:30. Yeah, Jim Carrey, the funny man, but nothing funny about the next pick of the week, though. Craig, this sounds like an incredibly impactful documentary about the Holocaust.
Absolutely. It's called, it's titled Numbered. It airs on the 26th, Sunday, the 26th of June on History. That's DSTV 186 at 9:05. You know, the Nazis tattooed identification numbers on prisoners at Holocaust concentration camps like Auschwitz. This is an emotionally charged docu with some of the most horrific stories about torture, abuse, and even worse. And it's actually told firsthand by survivors of these atrocities and horrors who've made the conscious decision not to remove their tattoos, for deeply personal reasons, but to also help educate the world about what has happened and must never happen again.
Okay, it sounds incredibly moving. Numbered is the name of the documentary, and it's airing on Sunday evening just after 9 o'clock on the History Channel, which is Channel 186. Okay, Craig, stepping ahead to the streaming services, your pick of the week on Showmax this week, it's a classic.
Yeah, it's Westworld, and they've got the brand new fourth season. You have to binge from season one to get what's going on. You know, it's one of the best sci-fi shows around, and season four is here after so many delays. It follows self-aware cyborgs Dolores and Maeve, played by Rachel Evan Wood and Tandiwe Newton, and they're basically still trying to figure out where they are in this world where, I mean, cyborgs have been developed and they don't know what's going on, and it's all for having people relive their fantasies and live out their fantasies. And what's really cool is that there's a brand new theme park set in 1930s mafia-controlled Chicago.
It sounds fascinating. Okay, Westworld. If you've not seen it, you can find all four seasons on Showmax. There was a big, big movie release on Disney Plus this week, Craig, and you've actually, your own publication has got some cool giveaways associated with it. Tell us more.
Yeah, so it's Marvel's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness with Benedict Cumberbatch, who is sublime. We're giving away Disney Plus streaming subscriptions in the magazine, and we've also got an online hamper for Doctor Strange. And, you know, it's this groundbreaking movie, ridiculously amazing film, and they've got all these extra characters because, I mean, Doctor Strange is traveling through multiverses where the regular Iron Man doesn't exist. Captain America is replaced by Peggy Carter, and it's just this wonderful, wonderful movie that is hours long, and you don't lose focus because it's just Benedict Cumberbatch is brilliant.
Okay, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness on Disney Plus. Oh gosh, and Craig, the next one is the show that makes me cry every single episode. This Is Us. Where are we going to watch it?
This Is Us is on Netflix. They've got seasons 1 through 6. And, you know, it's like you said, it's the Pearsons in all of their glory. You can watch it. It's one of the best shows around, telling stories in three different time periods. So, you know, if you can deal with time hops, it's wonderful. If you can't, avoid it like the plague. But, you know, it's impossibly good viewing. It'll tug on the heartstrings and teach you many, many important life lessons.
Okay, so that is This Is Us, seasons 1 to 6. Just have your tissues handy is all I can say. It is a wonderful series. Okay, very quickly, Craig, something lighter on Netflix. Rowan Atkinson is back, not as Mr. Bean, though.
Yes, his new comedy series is called Man vs. Bee. The episodes are only 10 minutes, which is great if you want to watch quick, easy binges. And Rowan plays a bumbling dad named Trevor, who's hired as a house sitter at a fancy mansion filled with priceless artworks, expensive vintage cars, and a dog called Cupcake. But he's actually met his match in a bee that simply refuses to fly away.
Okay, we all love Mr. Bean, and we know how brilliant Rowan Atkinson is. So if you want to watch him, it's Man vs. Bee on Netflix. We'll leave it there. Craig Falk, always great to have you on the show. And listeners, please look out for the latest edition of TV Plus magazine, particularly if you want to win some of those goodies from Disney Plus. Craig, we'll chat again next week.
Always a pleasure.
Keep well. Craig Falk, deputy editor at TV Plus magazine.